Here's your Sunday morning devotional with Dr. Dan Haefeli, pastor of Maranatha Baptist Church at 3400 DeWitt Avenue in Mattoon.
In Matthew 17:21, Jesus says, "Howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting." What he's talking about here, his disciples were trying to cast out an evil spirit from this boy, and they said to Jesus, "Why can't we do it?" And Jesus said, "You can't do it because you can only do this if you pray and fast." What is fasting? Well, fasting is saying no to the flesh. It's stopping eating. It's creating a place in your life where you feel weak physically. It's humbling yourself before God and letting God sustain you 100% completely. And I'm going to tell you, if you fast, sometimes it makes you weaker. It really does. But there's a spiritual effect to fasting that I would like to tell you about. This spiritual effect, it helps other people break chains in their lives. We've seen this in our church happen before when we fasted and prayed for someone who was struggling with a particular addiction, and we've seen them get victory over it. Because in Matthew 16 and in Matthew 18, Jesus says that he gave the church the keys to unlock the chains that bind people. How do we unlock those chains? Not by a program, not by sheer discipline, but by fasting and praying and seeking God to help deliver them. We've seen this happen over and over and over again. In Isaiah 58, he explains it. The Lord says, "The fast that I have chosen is a fast to loose the bonds and break the chains." He said, "If you'll do this," he said, "then I will say, here I am when you call." Isn't that interesting? Is that what you want? Think about it. The early church fasted a lot. John Wesley fasted every Friday from Thursday night until Friday at 3 p.m. He did it every single week without fail so that he would have the power of God in his life to help deliver people from their sin. Something to think about, isn't it? God bless you. I'm going to get out of here.